our permanent head described him as a twisted Catholic, and he thought that the government would have been served better had they appointed a pragmatic Jesuit to do the job. And this was Sir Peter Lawler, who was probably one of the most influential Catholic public servants the country's ever had. Peter, apart from other things, influenced Menzies or Holt to introduce funding for Catholic schools when he worked in PM&C. And so anyway, the Royal Commission finding came out that nobody had done anything wrong, except there was a possibility that the Minister for Administrative Services had acted improperly in contacting the Electoral Commissioners. And of course we thought that Fraser would tough that out, and as it turned out, it didn't work that way, and Fraser decided that he'd been having problems with Reg for some time, so I think he just decided that this was the issue that gave him the excuse to fire him. It went back to the 1977 election when Phil Lynch, who was then the deputy leader, had been accused of some sort of very minor financial scandal. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it was a dispute. But Lynch, at the same time, came down with a severe case of kidney stones, very severe case. And he wasn't able to defend himself. He went into hospital and he was relieved of, he stood aside as deputy leader. After the election was over and done with, Phil was still pretty crook, and Malcolm was undoubtedly trying to get Tony Street, who was a friend of his in an adjoining electorate, and then Minister for Labor and National Service, I think, or Employment. He wanted to get Tony up as deputy leader and replace Phil. Withers found out about this, and he got the numbers to make sure that Lynch would not be sacked and would retain deputy Liberal leadership. And he went down and told Fraser this. And I was in my office and got a phone call, and Red said, "Come down to the office." So I went down, and Malcolm was standing there, and he must have gone out to Government House that morning, because he was in a morning suit, you know, black coat and striped pants and everything like that. And Red said, "Tell him what you told me." And Fraser said, "Oh, look, there's this story going around that I want to try and replace Phil Lynch with Tony Street." He said, "That's not true at all, and I want you to let," he said, "I want you to let everyone in the press gallery know that is not true." And as he said that, he went to sit down, and there was this ripping sound, and his pants must have been so tight that as he sat down, the seat of his pants ripped open. He said, "Oh my God, I've ripped the seat of my pants." And Reg just smiled and said, "Well, you can tell your mates in the gallery that there's no truth in the rumours about Phil." And so I did. But I think from that moment on, Fraser saw both Lynch and Withers as being potential threats. The old Machiavellian thing that those who made the prince are the ones who can unmake him. And that's how that all came about. I mean, I'm just thinking, you asked me very earlier on about leaks, and for a while, for reasons best known to others, I was given the main job of being the dirty leakster. If ever there was anything that was really not nice, anything that was really politically damaging, I would be given the task of being the person who gave that news, spread that news appropriately to the media. And of course, you'd only do it very, very selectively to people who you could trust. That was one of those occasions when actually it was a positive leak rather than a, negative one.
You know, there's a lot more I'd like to ask you about going back on things you've said. We've done 2 hours again today, and I'm wondering, Russell, is it possible? Would you mind another session?
If you're happy to do more, I'm happy to, too.
Oh, great, thanks. Yeah.
Sorry to ramble, but some of those things are sort of just come back as you're talking about them.
No, it's excellent, and you know, there are things about the office that I'd like to ask about, even about the post November 11, the atmosphere, and especially we're always interested in the men who were prime ministers.
Mm-hmm.
If we could talk more about those who you had contact with, and like you said, you know, love hate relationship with Whitlam. Well, that's something to I'd like to ask a bit more about.
I'd be delighted to talk about that.
And I'll send you questions, a point form sort of guide to how we can do it, and you can consider that. And of course, we'll also finish with asking about what you did after 1983 too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So thanks very much for today.
No, it was a pleasure.